Oy Giyaris, or else let's say also she was a Giyaris and she was an Uber from a Ger, so the kids that have no Yorshim, in such a case if one of the two die, Zocha, then the Mazik has a right to keep it because there's no Yorshim. Here we see clearly that the Lacher is the money goes to her and not to the husband. So Gemara says, "Amarabe begrusha." Here we're talking about that she's a Gerusha. She doesn't have a husband anymore. That's why the money now goes to her Yorshim and not to the husband. We're talking about a Gerusha. Amri, so we say Gerusha nam, even by Gerusha also, if so. Tiflug b'demei v'lodis. Why do we say the whole domain of Lodis goes to his Yorshim? Why do we say to divide it up? Half should go to her and half should go to his Yorshim if they're Megarashis. So Amir Apopra says no, the domain of Lodis are different. Ha Torah Zochso domain of Lodis Labal. There's a special Xeris Akosiv that the domain of Lodis goes to the husband, to the father. Afilu Bo Lev Znus, even though he's not the husband, they didn't have Chasna, he only lived with her Torah Znus. Still, the Torah says the Demei Vlodis goes to the father. Night time, what's the reason? On the Krah, the poster says, Kasha Yushas Olav Abalu Isha. Mashmi goes according to the Balu Isha, the father, he gets the Demei Vlodis. So even after he gave a get, he gets all the Demei Vlodis. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. Venukmo le Rabba, why don't we set sign this case? According to Rabba, to Goin Shagofu Mois, where she collected money. Or else to the Rab Nachman, according to Rab Nachman, the Goyin Shagofu Karka, which she collected Karka. In other words, why do we have to put on the case that she's a Gerusha? That's why the money does not go to the husband. We have other cases that the money stays by her Yerushim. And it deals either according to Rab, the case is that Bezdin collected the money, the Dmei Nezik was in money. Or the Rab Nachman, the case could be that Bezdin collected Karka for the Dmei HaNizik. In these two cases, the money remains by her Yorshim, not by the husband. Why? The Yom Rabba says like this, Govul Karka, if it was collected Karka for the Choyv of the wife, then Yeshloi, then if she's not around, the husband Yashins it. What about Govul Mois? Let's say Bezdin collected money for her Nezik, then Einloi, then the husband has no Torah Yerusha on money. Yerusha is only Chal on Karka, not on money. That's Rabba's pshat. For Rav Nachman, number just the opposite. Govul Mois, if they collected money for her, then Yeshla, then the husband yashins it. Govul Karka, let's say they collected Karka, then Einloi, then the husband does not yashin it. Let's say this is the case, why the husband doesn't yashin it. Amri, so we answered, Hanimili, when do we say this? Chilik Livnei Marov, only to the people in Eretz Yisrael. I'll leave it to Rabbanon according to Rabbanon Shita. Ki Kamri Hocha, who we're talking about over here, to Rebbe. We're talking about according to Rebbe Shita. In other words, there is a Shaila attack in the Gemara in Yesh Neichlim. Like here, really, the Shaila is not really exactly for the Yerusha of the Baal directly. The case here was the Shaila by Bechor. Now we know Bechor Yashin's Pishnayim only by Muchzik and not something that's Ro. So that was the Machlokes over there between Rabbi and Rav Nachman. What exactly is the Bechor Yashin Pishnayim? If it's even by Karka or else by Mois? So Mar want to say it should be the same Shaila here also, if the husband could yashin it or not. Is it called Kuro, or is it called like a Muchzik? So Mar says, no, that only goes according to Bnei Marova. But according to the Rabbonin, but according to Rebbe Shita, there's no Machlekes. So therefore we can't say that's the Machlekes over here, if the Baal yashins his wife or not. But rather we have to say here why the Brisa says, according to Rebbe Kiva, that her Yorshim get it, and not the husband, is because it's talking about she's a Gerusha. Since she's a Gerusha, that's why the husband is not Yashin. Huh. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Gimel Lamed Aleph. There are two dots. Omar Rab Shimon Ben Lokesh. Rish Lokesh says like this. Shor Shehemis Esu Eved. A shor that killed an Eved. Shalai B'Kavona. It didn't have Kavona to kill it. So Locher is Pata Mishloishim Shkolim. Even if the shor is a muid, the mice of the Baal HaShor was spotted from paying Shloishim Shekolim. He's spotted from paying. Shenema, what's the proof? Because the Pasuk says, Kesev Shloishim Shekolim Yitem Ladoinov, VihaShor Yisokel, that the Baal HaShor has to pay back 30 Shekolim to the master, and then his shor is supposed to be killed. So we dash in, Kol Zaman Shah Shor Beskilo, Kol Zaman the Shor has a Chiyas Kilo upon it, Habayle Mishalmim Shloishim Shekolim.
then there's a loch of the Baila Master Pei, Shloshim Shkolim. But Ein HaShor B'Skilo, let's say if the Shor does not have a Chi of Skilo, then the loch is Ein HaBaila Mishalm Shloshim Shkolim. The owner of the Baal HaShor does not have to pay the Shloshim Shkolim. But it's totally if the Shor has a Chi of Misa. And we're going now that a Shor only has a Chi of Misa if it had Kavona to kill him. But if the Kavona, the Shor did not have Kavona, so then he's Potter. Yeah. Omar Rava, so Rava says also like this. Omar Rava, Shor Shehemis Ben Chervin. Rava says if a Shor killed a regular person, a Ben Chervin, Shaloi be Kavona, he didn't have Kavona, Shaloi be Kavona. The locher is Potter. So then also the Baal HaShor is Potter Mikoifer, is Potter Mepen Koifer. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, HaShor Yisokil, again, the Gamba Olav Yumas. In Koifer Yushas Olav. Again, that first we have to kill the shore, and then the Baal HaShor has to pay koifa. So again, with Ashen, calls the man Shashor Beskila, as long as the shore itself has the Chi Eskila spot to be killed, is the Bailim Shalman koifa. Then the such halacha, the Bailim has to pay koifa. But Ein HaShor Beskila, let's say the shore does not have a Chi Eskila, Ein HaShor, because the shore did not kill the Kavona, so then the halacha is Ein Bailim Shalman koifa. In such a case, then the Baal does not have to pay Kaifa. So, Kopon, they hold this Kiddush, though, that a Shor that kills Shloim B'Kavona, the mice of the Shor is Potter from Misa. We don't have to kill the Shor. Therefore, the law is that the Baal Shor is Potter both from Kaifa and from Shloishim Shkolm if he killed an Evet. This one says, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a Kasha. Hey, Mr. Zalocha. Hey, Miss Shoiri. As plainly, if the owner of the shore admits and says that I know that my shore killed somebody, I shore shall plainly, or else the Baal HaShor, the owner, admits that his shore killed another shore. So the locker is, HaReze Mishalem Al Piyatzmai, that the Baal HaShor has to pay, according to his own, that he's admitting, he has to pay. So Mara says, my love doesn't mean to say Kaifer, doesn't mean to say that the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifer. If the Baal HaShor admits that his shor killed a person, so it says he has to pay. Now what do you have to pay if your shor killed somebody? You have to pay kaifa. So it's mashma, even though here the shor is not killed, we do not kill the shor, just the fact the owner admitted it. We only kill the shor apishnei edim. Still you see, you have to pay kaifa. Rashi says, v'yaf agav diein ha-shor b'skila, sherei hoida, because the owner admitted. The Omron that we say, Kemisas Balam Kachmisas Ashor, the Yodim Bohadosa Yena Nera, a person, if he admits that he killed somebody, Bezdin does not kill him because of his own admitting. The Dalach, you have to admit to somebody, you have to have Edim, but not if you yourself admit. So that's the kasha now. So you see, you have to pay kaifa even in a case when the shor does not have a chi of skila. So Mara says, no, loy domim. What it means to say, you have to pay here, if you admit that your shor killed somebody, you have to pay the domim. So Rashi says, loy domim, money. What does that mean, money? Hodik tone, that's what we learned. Mishalein, la vitaris kaifa, not that you have to pay kaifa. Then he boy kapora, that you should have to have the kapora, no. Tiafilo loy mishalim nami. Kagoin I lestle nichse, even if you have no money. Lav vechlal oinishu. It's not the pshat you do it because of an oinish. Tiyen koifa blay skila. Because if the shore doesn't have to be killed, if there's no chi of skila upon the shore, there's no chi of koifa. The shore. Aval hecha di istle nichse. A korchuk mishalim domim. But if the owner has money, has property, then he has to pay the value of that person. The loigora misum and izokin. Because the fact your shor killed the person is not worse than you would have damaged him. Just like if your shor does damage to somebody else, you have to pay for the nezek, you have to pay for the damage that your shor caused. So if your shor kills somebody else, you also have to pay as the damage to Shavoy. Forget about the din koifer, but as the din domim, the damage you did, that's why you have to pay him. And this avad is not totally in skila. So even though the shor itself is not beskila, still the owner has to pay the domim the value, how much he was worth, af machmas the din of nezik. Frederick Gemara is so aim a sefer. What does it say in the sefer? Hey, Miss Shoriya Savdoi, if somebody says that he admits that my shor kill the Nevet Shalplani, ain't a Mishalim Apiyatzmai. You don't have to pay Apiyatzmai, because we know Shloishim Shkolim is called Knas, and the Klal is, ain't Mishalim Knas Apiyatzmai. You don't have to pay Knas by yourself. Now, Vi Domim, if the payment here is not the Knas, but its value you have to pay because you are Mazikim, so if so am I loy, why don't you have to pay the Domim then? Like if your Shor killed somebody's Eved, so forget about the Shloishim Shkolim. That's your potah. Knas, Maidim Knas is potah. But why don't you have to pay? Because your Shor did damage to somebody. So if the damage your boy should have to pay him. The Rashi says, Kolayim the kasher is, V'yisagotayetach yesh teres nizokin le'echa the katlei. If you want to tell me the case where your Shor killed somebody, you're going to have to pay because of the damage you caused. So what's the difference if it's a Ben Churin or an Eved? You should have to pay the Dimei Eved to the owner. So the churas mashma, we're not talking about domim, or there's no such chiyuv to pay domim. You only have to pay either shloishim or else kaifa. So therefore, shloishim shall eved yapotik, because it's called a kenas. But the Rashi says you have to pay kaifa. It would be mashma, you do have to pay kaifa, even though the shor is not meskila. So Amalehi answered back, no. Rav answered back to Abaya, Yechilna l'shnui l'chai. I can answer you. Reisha domim. The Rashi is talking about the chiyuv of domim. That if your shor killed another man and you admit it, you have to pay the value of the man. Al damim, the money, the value. The sefer kenas, and the sefer is talking about kenas. That's one teretz I could have answered you. And then that's what it says. If you say your shor killed an eved, you're potter, you only potter from kenas. You know, Tosfos explains really what it means to say is that since it's exerts a custom by eved, the shloishim, shel eved, it means you always have to pay only shloishim and you don't pay apiyatzmai. You never have to pay if you admit. So that's what he says he could have answered. But he answers back and says, though, Miyo Shaniyo Dechikulay Mashnina Lucha. I don't want to answer you like a Dachak of Bear Terrence. Therefore, I'll answer you, Idi Bidi Domin. Both the Rashi and the Seif is talking about this new Chiv of Domin. That the Meister, if you made him worth less, you have to pay the Domin, you have to pay the value. If your Shor killed somebody, you have to pay out Nezek the damage that